I was in undergraduate school, and this Chinese kid walked up to me. His head was shaved, and he was dressed immaculately. And he said, "I'm offering a yoga class at 5:30. Will you come?" And he seemed really weird and really dorky. So I said, "Absolutely." And I went to his yoga class, and we did this series of really slow Tai Chi poses. And he played cheesy elevator music in the background. And after the class, we had to share about our experience. And everyone was really nice and weird, and I didn't really have a great time at the class, and I would have preferred something like the Stairmaster. But after the sharing part, he said, "Oh, we're gonna have a Halloween party, and it's a dance party, and there won't be any alcohol." And I thought, that sounds awesome. Sign me up. And so he picked me up from my apartment and drove for 20 minutes to a strip mall. When we got to the strip mall, we walked into this place. It was a business. Inside, it was pale yellow. And there were all of these people dressed in bukbuks, Korean traditional dress. So a Mandarin collar, silk shirt, and almost like hammer pants. And they were so nice to me. "Annyeonghasimnikka, Amy." They already knew my name. They were hugging me, and they were so nice. We decked out the place with cheesy Halloween decorations. And then it was a dance party, and the objective of the dance party was to dance for an hour without stopping. And I did that with great enthusiasm. And after that, we were led in a guided meditation. And the person who facilitated the meditation said things like, "Feel your heart and feel the energy circulating around you." And I had just moved for an hour without talking to anyone else or thinking. So I was really open to his words. And I felt like I could feel the energy, and I felt like I could feel my heart. I went to work my shift as a cocktail waitress after that, and I was just cooling. I was so relaxed, and I thought, whatever this is, I'm gonna go back. I was love bombed and set up and recruited into a cult. The name of the cult is Dan Yoga or Dan Hak. The man at the top of the pyramid's name is Sung Hun Lee, and essentially he believes that he is the Messiah. I was seduced. All of the holes in my life, feeling insecure about my appearance, feeling hurt about my dad, it felt like this group filled those holes. Before you know it, I was working as a yoga instructor at the yoga center on the north side. I started to give up my life and my friends. I started to believe that I was a part of a fresh culture of enlightenment and that I was a spiritual person. And I never believed that I could do that before. The way that I explain it to people who haven't been through this is the game show Let's Make a Deal. And you know, the contestants choose the doors, like door 1, 2, or 3. And I was set up in a situation where I believed I was making that choice, but really it was the same behind door 1, door 2, or door 3. So my life slowly went from cocktail waitressing, dancing, buying shoes that I couldn't afford, dating boys, to my spiritual life. I became fully indoctrinated into this cult, and I gave up all of my money, and I gave up my apartment, and I loved it. I embraced the idea that that was just information that society had given me, and that I had this big, big purpose. And I don't know if anyone here has ever really believed in anything before besides love, you know? But I really believed that I had the answer. And I felt sorry for my mom. I felt sorry for my neighbors. I felt sorry for my best friends because they didn't know the truth, the one and only truth. So I became fully indoctrinated as a Dan master. And I worked 18-hour days. And I would begin each day with 1,000 bows, and I would hook people in the door with an hour-long yoga class where I would essentially put them into a trance state and then get them to spend more time and more money. Someone in the group that I recruited convinced himself that he was in love with me. He had these really rich parents in Boston, and they paid for him to have an intervention. Through the intervention, he got education about how evil the group was. And he waited for me outside of the door of the yoga center for 3 days in a row, and I wouldn't talk to him because he was out of the group and I knew he was up to something. And finally, on the third day, he said, "Just take a ride with me." And so I got in the car, and then he locked the doors to the car, and he drove me to Boston, where I then saw a Good Morning America video from 1996. The film crew is following around a girl who got recruited into the Moonies, or the Unification Church. And I'm sitting here watching, thinking, I'm never gonna leave, this is my life's purpose. And then I saw her face, her rosy cheeks, androgynous dress and haircut, and she said, Reverend Moon is my master, and he's the best, and I'm not in a cult. And then I realized that I was in a cult, and I left. And it was really hard. It was really hard to get out. But now a big part of healing for me is spilling my guts as much as I can. And I think that if you are sensitive to influence, you should maintain that sensitivity and avoid manipulation of that kind. I'm done.
You better stop the things you do.